Japan is the leading market for U.S. beef, even though restrictions have been in place since 2003 on U.S. beef exports to the country. On Friday, those restrictions were lifted as the two countries agreed on new terms for beef. North Dakota Stockmen's Association Executive Vice President Julie Ellingson says the Japanese market is now open to beef products from cattle of all ages.
So substantial for a lot of reasons. For one, finally recognizes the safety and wholesomeness of U.S. beef and all the steps that we have taken to ensure that our product is safe, removes a non-science-based trade barrier, and helps signal to the rest of the world that this is the way that we ought to do business, and ultimately provide some incredible economic incentives and opportunities for U.S. beef producers with estimates of up to $200 million of increased sales to a market that already spends nearly $3 billion a year on U.S. product.
The Stockmen's Association is also encouraged by recent discussions between the U.S. and Japan about the possibility of a bilateral trade agreement. Ellingson is hopeful the 38.5% tariff currently on U.S. beef can be reduced or even eliminated.
Substantial, especially when you compare it to some of our other competing countries like Australia and New Zealand, which only have a fraction of that tariff. And so we're hopeful and encouraged by some of the discussions around maybe a bilateral trade agreement to help reduce that burden and put us in a more competitive place when we're laid aside, again, product from other countries. And so hopefully that also was part of the conversation.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.